Welcome back to our listeners. You are tuning in to Reset for Women, and I am your host, Lori Carice. Today, we have with us Sabine Shepke from The Power Life, and our topic is Rewrite, Rise, and Radiate. So welcome to the show, Sabine.
Thank you so much, Lori. So happy to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. So tell us a little bit about you. You are a coach, correct?
Yes, I am a coach now. I've been a serial entrepreneur most of my life, and I sold my latest business last year in June, and then decided to focus on what I've been doing for a number of years already to help others to achieve what I have achieved in business and in life in general.
And you also have a podcast.
Yeah, so I coach, I have a podcast. I published my first book in September. I'm writing on my second book right now, and I'm all in with sharing.
Is that the rise part of our conversation?
It's we're already there. We have already arrived.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, let's dive into your topic. Rewrite, rise, and radiate.
So my over the years, I mean, I help people with their businesses, but over the years, it kind of crystallized itself out over the last couple of years, especially that I help people with reinvention. My big thing is reinvention. And so people like our age, like in midlife, for a number of reasons, sometimes they've gone through divorce or they needed a fresh start professionally, or they just got to a point where they're asking themselves, is that it? Like, what else? What else? Is that it for the rest of my life? And that's where they find me, and I help them to reinvent themselves. And that's really been my forte over the years. So actually my entire life, reinventing myself over and over again. And I just did it again in the last 6 months. I completely changed my entire life. And that's what I do for myself and for others.
I feel like I've gone through a couple of reinventions of myself too. And you're right, you know, when addressing midlife, I think that's a big, I felt like as I was going into my third act of my life, I wanted to be almost like a new person. I got started late in life having children. I was 38 and 41. And so I like, you know, my youngest daughter just turned 13. So I'm still in the mix of middle school and high school. So I'm not quite mommy anymore, even though they do still sneak in that mommy, which makes me feel good.
Right.
But, you know, as I approached turning 50, I realized, you know, I'm not really mommy pushing the stroller, identified as always Amanda's mom or Gianna's mom, but I was like that. So I really wanted to, like, what about me? Where are my needs again? As I approached 50, I really got on the wellness bandwagon also, because I wanted to be on the upside of my 50s, not the downside. So I was really exploring, how am I going to be my best, like, physical self and emotional wellness. And this was right before COVID-19. So I felt like that awareness prepared me to get through a pandemic and all that isolation, actually, because I had just went through some little self-discovery. And I guess I was allowed to have some time with myself, you know, and also, of course, my kids when we're all on lockdown. But I really was able to take some of those tools of caring for myself to strategize, you know, getting through it. But I definitely feel like turning 50 was a big awakening for me on how I want to go through the next phase of my life. I'm not an empty nester, and I'm sure I'll go through that as an empty nester as well. Like, what do I do with my time? I'm not driving kids around or, you know, taking them shopping and spending all my time and energy and money on them. Like, what am I going to do with my life? So I'll take that as that comes. But, you know, that reinvention, you know, I was in the travel industry for 14 years and advertising, and then 15-year entrepreneur, which is my favorite gig. I actually do work full time again because coming out of the pandemic, I lost a lot of my business. I was in the event space, and even though I had a recovery, I kind of chose to not recover part of it. And with that, I decided to go back to work full time, and I still run my business. But that was a bit of a reinvention. That was like returning to corporate America, and how do I do this again? You know, discovering new tools. Boy, has the workplace environment changed since the last time I was there 20 years ago. You know, when only sexual harassment was the conversation. Now it's like you can't talk about anything. And there's everything is automated, and now AI is running our world. So, you know, you've got to adapt.
And I think there's a multitude of triggers, to when you get into midlife to say, okay, now what? But like for all kinds of reasons, and for me, it was really the big thing was I have twins and they both graduated from high school and left. And all of a sudden I was in an empty house and I was like, and now what? What am I gonna do? And for me, the key was, and that's what I, work with people is to really get clarity on, okay, what is it that I like and what is it that I don't like? And why don't I like what I don't like? Is it because I've outgrown it? Is it because my circumstances have changed? And now, and when the circum like when it comes to circumstances, those are facts. Like all of a sudden the house is empty. Okay, it's a fact. There's nothing I can do about this, But what am I going to do with myself about that? Like how I feel about that. And then there's other things, other circumstances that maybe make us feel uncomfortable. And maybe it's stuff that we have to grow through, instead of getting instant gratification and just numb the pain or I don't know. Like, there's things you can do to like ignore the pain and hide from the pain, run from the pain. But really, often, like, the best thing would be to grow through it. So, there's all these different aspects to look at and then really become clear on those and say, okay, so what do we have control over? What can we change? And how are we going to change that to create that next phase of our lives? And for me, it became clear. Actually, my daughter was the one who made it clear for me. She said, when I told her, and she could tell how sad I was that everybody has left, and I was sitting there in my empty house. And I mean, I still had my business, but my business was also at a point where I was bored. I wanted change. I wanted a new challenge. And then the kids left, and my daughter said, "Mom, the world's your oyster. You don't have kids anymore. You're free. You can do whatever you want." And that really hit me. And I was like, that's true. Oh my God. For the first time in 20 years, I don't have anybody else to worry about. Yes. Instead of looking at it as a bad thing, like I'm not needed anymore, which is actually not even true because I still have very close relationships with my kids. But that's what it felt like. All of a sudden, like that is gone and you feel like you're not needed anymore. But I was like, wow, no, this is actually a good thing. Yes. And I ended up selling my business. I ended up selling my house, my car, all of my belongings. It took me 6 months to do all of that. And on December 31st, I got on a plane with two suitcases. That's all I had left. And I'm in Europe now. And I'm in Europe. I'm working from Europe. I'm traveling. Like every other week, I go somewhere else. And I had really figured out to define what it is that I liked and what I didn't like and what my dream was, my vision was for this next chapter. And so I'm living it. And it's a little scary at times, but it's exhilarating
You're
at
like
the
the
same
second
time.
person I've talked to in the last handful of months that have done something like that. That just, I can't remember who I spoke with, but it was somebody who went through a divorce. She packed her bag. It was kind of like Under the Tuscan Sun. Remember that movie? It's like, you know, you just took off, started a new life, so happy. And I'm like, oh, I can't do that yet, but something, there's something in there, you know? I mean, I've always loved it and wanted to go to Italy, but, you know, I'm in this phase right now that I call, I'm not calling it really anything, but it comes to mind, unsubscribe. I am unsubscribing to stuff right now.
Yes.
Not just the clutter in my email box and the subscriptions and the unnecessary things, but kind of to like life matters. Like I'm unsubscribing to drama. I'm unsubscribing to, I hate saying this because I know we all need it, social media. I
Right.
am like so over it, the scrolling and the distraction. And why? I'm asking myself why social media. And I realize as a business owner, we have to engage in those platforms. We have to have that outreach. But is it working anymore, or is it just noise? I don't know. I feel like it's becoming clutter. I don't think that I need all that information all that time. It's information overload. I don't need to know about so and so, just having a great workout, or, every coaching session or book or stage they step on. I mean, that's great. It's a great platform to make those announcements, but I kind of want to go back to the holiday Christmas letter, just summarize it all in one letter once a year instead of every other day. I don't know. I think I'm being a little pain in the butt on that one, but I feel like it's just like a little too much and it's becoming distracting.
Is. I agree with you. Like, I realized over the last couple of months as I got rid of everything, like everything except two suitcases, how much quieter my mind has become, like lighter and quieter, because I got rid of so much. And yes, and it also includes the social media. It includes a lot of the things that when I lived in LA seemed so important. And now, like, I'm sitting on this mountain on Saturday at noon today, everything shuts down. People just the outside, it was like a spring day today. They're walking, they're hiking, they're riding their bicycles. All the stores are closed. And tomorrow, all the stores are closed every week. And it's like there's this calm, there's this peace that actually I realized yesterday. I think that's what we're all striving for ultimately. Because when it gets quiet in there, it becomes peaceful. And that's, I realized, true happiness. I mean, I got here 4 weeks ago. I got here on January 1st, on January 2nd. I had a flu for a week and I was laying in bed in this new environment. I didn't know a soul. And I was like, what did you do? I was so depressed for a few days. And then I came out of this. And I'm like, okay, we're okay. We can do this. Not a problem. And like talking myself out of this. And now that it's been, it's only been 3 weeks, but when you adapt to the quiet, oh my God, it's blissful. And get rid of all this noise, like what you're referring to. There's so much noise that's constantly coming at us. And oh my God, it's beautiful. And I think we can all do that in our own ways, create more of that quiet. It's up to us. It's what we choose for ourselves. We don't need to change continents for that. But it's amazing. It's amazing what it does, I think.
See, I'm craving that right now. That's been on my mind a lot. And I don't know if it's finally like I've had enough. You turn on the news and that's heavy. Day-to-day life, the economy, that's heavy. The gas and the groceries. And my girls have had a little trouble with school lately. Math, but girl drama. Let's just call it girl drama. And just, life, I've got my job, hitting my goals, being accountable, also still running my business, running a household. I am a single parent. I feel like I carry a lot of weight, and I feel like shedding some of that heaviness lately has really been on my mind. I was watching a TV show. I think it's on Hulu, and it's about Pamela Anderson, who moved back to Canada, and she's taken over family property, and she's building like all of these little bungalows, and it's on the lake, and it's peaceful and quiet. And it would remind me of a movie called Baby Boom from the 80s,
Oh yeah.
where, if you remember that one, it's the hustle bustle, she works all day, and she a baby comes into her life, and she moves to one of the New England states. I want to say it's like Connecticut or something like that. And it's quiet, and she has an orchard, and she's thriving on, she still takes part of her life that she loves, which is being that business professional, but the surrounding is different, and the needs are, very Mayberry. And I think I've been craving that lately. I've been riding this hustle bustle for a really long time, and kind of going back to basics in a world without social media, in a world without 24/7 news. I guess that is our choice whether or not we tune into it. And I think I'm kind of opting out. I need, I was actually recently sick too. I had my first round of COVID, 4 year anniversary of a pandemic, and I finally catch it after traveling. But when you're forced to be down and just forced to, not be all that productive, professionally, and just watch TV. That's when I was binging these TV shows. It's so quiet. You sometimes just take a look at yourself. The universe tells you when to slow down. Unfortunately, mine was through an illness, but it tells you when to stop. You're doing too much. Slow down. Take another look. I believe in those signs.
I agree with you because, and at first I was kind of mad when I got sick and I just laid there and I'm like, but I had so much planned and I have so much to do and I need to settle in here and I need to get back to writing on that book. And I like, there was so much I need to post daily on LinkedIn. I don't have time for this. And I was trying and then it wasn't working. I was in so much pain and like my whole body in a fever. And as I laid there, probably on day three, I realized that this had to happen because I just spent the last entire year trying to sell my business and then I sold it. And, like getting rid of all of your belongings, selling your house, and all of that. Like this, there was, I realized there was so much emotional, cord cutting and draining that came with this whole process that I think the universe actually said, and now we're going to stop. We're going to take a break. You haven't had a break in a year. And I'm going to slow you down. You're just going to lay here and you're going to feel this. And when I realized that, I was okay with it. I'm like, okay, you know what? I would never stop on my own. And this has got to, that has got to stop. This is crazy. And I was okay with it at that point. And it changed it. It changed everything. It changed how I looked. And I'm like, what the heck am I doing? I gave up this life. I gave up my friends. I gave up, my family over there. I gave up my home and I'm dragging my old patterns into this new life. And it basically cut it off and said, and now you're going to stop and you're going to realize what you're doing. And, it changed it all. It changed the whole. My whole approach and how I spend my days and it's been really amazing. Like sometimes I wonder if I'm gonna wake up and say, "Oh my God, what did you do? You're crazy." Like I still don't know a single person here. I have spent the entire week going without ever meeting a single person. Like today I went to the gym and I'm like, "Wow." But I go to the gym when there's nobody else there. I'm like, wow, you're really choosing this for yourself. But I'm okay with it. I'm actually really, really good with that. And I don't think I've ever been happier, which is really bizarre because if somebody would have told me a year ago I would be doing this and I'd be sitting on a mountain by myself, I would have said, no way. Because being alone used to be my greatest struggle, my greatest pain. I used to be afraid to be alone, and now I'm choosing this for myself, and I'm so happy about it. And I'm not saying it's going to be forever like this, but for right now, it's good. And I feel like with so many things, We don't need to have all the answers. Like, we don't need to know how long I'm gonna live like this. I don't know how long I'm gonna live in this spot. You know, I don't know any of this, but I feel good about it right now. And why not just be happy about
Take it
that and
in.
enjoy it, you know,
Yeah.
without trying to have it all under control. I know where I'm going to be 6 months from now. No, I don't. And it's so funny because my friends in LA keep still texting me saying, so do you hate it yet? Do you regret it yet? Are you coming back? Nobody can leave California. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I will come visit, of course. But no, I don't know. And it's okay not to know.
I think that's very cool. You know, I like the show Reset for Women because there's a reset in so many different areas of our life. You know, it could be professionally, personally, relationships, wellness. You know, we constantly usually think of goal setting around whether, you know, finances or wellness, but sometimes you just need that life reset. You don't really know where it's going to take you. And that can be a beautiful thing. You're kind
Right.
of living the dream of your reset right now. I say enjoy it. Hey, I'm in California too. And I get it. It's hard to, I actually just traveled to Seattle. And that on the flight home is how I got COVID. But I was in that stage. I wanted to explore. My daughter is very college minded. We looked at the university. We looked at the area. It's very rural and pretty. We happened to be there on a weekend where it dropped down to 20 degrees. So I'm not having it. I'm kind of like, if I'm gonna have 20 degree weather, I'm going on the East Coast. I love the East Coast, but it's not for me to live there. There's a lot of things about California I do love, but I don't have to be here forever. I mean, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, so I mean, I'm okay with saying, you know, goodbye at some point, but it has to be a good reason, you know, and my not just because I'm tired of the area. I mean, believe me, the cost of living out here is just insane, and I always wonder how am I going to continue to keep up. Again, single income household. I live in outside of Malibu, so yeah, it's costly out here, but my family's here, and luckily I don't have a fixed income, so it's like, all right, I just got to work harder. I got to work harder, but I can feel that burnout coming up too. It's like, really, am I just going to work, treat my whole life like I have three or four jobs all the time, or am I going to slow down? And I really want to travel now with my girls. You know, again, my daughter's very college minded. I'd like to show her different place, you know, areas of our country. Consider this, consider that, and make a family vacation. I really want to do those things. So I'm going through a big transition, and maybe it's again the world gone crazy that are we finally saying I've had enough, had enough.
And
So
you know
I'm
what?
helping
And
out.
I want to point that out. Like, for me, it was never about, like, I'm not crapping on California, not at all. California was amazing for me, and I still love California. But like you said, there's so many different little things that have moved me to make that choice, you know. Like, my daughter ended up going to university in Switzerland, so she's down here, you know, and I am so close with her. Like, that was one of the reasons I'm like, oh, actually, I can be 3 hours away from her instead of 12 flying hours. Why
Wow.
not, you know? And then my parents, they're getting up there in age, and I've been gone for 35 years, and I know how hard this has been for my parents. And when I told them, I said, I'm coming back to Europe. Oh my God, my mom lit up like a Christmas tree. She was like, what? You're coming back? I changed their lives by coming back and being, again, 3 car hours away instead of a trip that they can't do anymore. You know, like, there's all kinds of personal little reasons why I chose to do what I did. But it was never about, oh, I don't like California anymore. It wasn't that, you know, like, I have nothing bad to say about any of it. But I feel like there's different seasons in our lives, and there's different, we make choices for different reasons. And I have no regrets of spending the last, I don't know how many years, it was almost close to 30 years in California. It's been incredible. And I might come back. I might, like things might
Yeah, you're not
change.
missing anything. We're about
And
to have a huge storm next week. They're talking about flooding now. But you're also a business builder. You run your own business. That gives you the
right.
freedom to be able, that is a gift that COVID did give us, as we figured out, we all figured it out how to work from home and be
Right.
productive and use technology to connect and get the job done. So, I mean, I feel the same way. I mean, there's nothing holding me down to California anymore. If I just wanted to return, it was a choice for me to go back to work full time. Yes, because of the steady income and all the benefits, for sure. But it was also that reset for me. Like, part of my business wasn't working out. I need to figure some things out. I'm not using this job to carry me through those thoughts. I'm actually using that job to pay all my bills, and now my business goes into college and retirement. I'm
Right.
just planning better because I know I can do both. I know I can do both. I mean, even before the pandemic, I was like, I feel like I over email people. Do I have nothing to do? The answer is yes. I was like always creating and contacting, and it was too much. And my clients love not hearing from me as much anymore, and I get the same amount of results out of it. So, I could take my business wherever I want it to when I choose to just do that again.
Right.
But I think you have a beautiful reset going on,
Thank you.
and you're talking about being on a mountain and everybody outside right now. I feel quite guilty tying you up to technology right now, and I would like to urge you to go out and meet a neighbor today. Just meet one person. I know you're choosing to go to the gym when nobody's there. I would love for you to meet a neighbor and arrange for a glass of wine with somebody this week or something.
I made a promise to myself to go to a yoga class, which is not my thing at all because I'm formerly a professional bodybuilder. That was another that like thing that came with the reset of rethinking, okay, how do I feel about my body? Do I really need to put myself under that much stress all the time and train that hard and diet and all of that? So I stepped back from that too. And now I'm exploring other things. I'm trying yoga. And so I'm gonna join a group on Sunday night and I'm gonna go to a yoga class to explore different things and meet other people. And so I'm doing some of that too. But now it's actually dark outside and I'm not going anywhere anymore. I'm too far off the beaten track to go
You're off the
anywhere when it's
grid,
dark. Yes.
huh?
So this is it. But
Well, as we complete our reset here, you did mention your podcast. Tell us about your book and the one you're writing.
okay, so the book I the first book I published in September is called The Love Odyssey. And it was something my podcast producer said, you should write a book after he listened to a few of my episodes. And I was like, oh, okay. So I sat down and just kind of bubbled up like so many other things. And 3 weeks later, I handed him the manuscript and said, okay, here's the book. And now what? What do I do with it? And we published it, and it's about relationships. It's about communication in relationships and how to find them, how to create them, and how to make them last. And it was kind of my own experiment when I left the father of my children, I think like 8 years ago, and I eventually decided to get back into dating and I was dreading it and I decided to turn it into a research project. And so that book is about the results of
Did the
that.
men know they were part of a research project?
No, they didn't. They did not.
Poor
But I
guys.
don't give any names, but it's a funny, light-hearted, but very open and honest book. And it's small. It's a small little book, like 60 pages. You can read it and be it's going to make you think, but it's also going to make you laugh. And so yeah, The Love Odyssey, it's a bestseller in I think four categories right now on Amazon. So that has been a lot of fun to just let this bubble up. And The new book I'm writing on is called From Achieving to Becoming. And it's really from like my experiences from my life and from coaching other people of how we are so focused on achieving our goals and how we set these goals for ourselves and create kind of a living hell of the goals we set, the pressure we put on ourselves. And most of the time, we don't even know where did this come from? Like, is this really what I want? Is this how I define success for myself? How do I define success for myself? And because I made the experience a few years ago, I realized I had checked all my boxes. I financially and children and where I lived, the car I drove, and it was all there. And I fell into depression. Like I had the worst depression I ever had in my life because all of a sudden I had this void. I'm like, and now what? What do I do? Like it's, I'm still not happy. How come I'm not happy? I checked all the boxes. What is this all about? And I realized it was because the whole time it was about achieving. But what really is makes us happy is when we become who we truly are meant to be. And that's not about titles or ego or followers or likes. It's not. And once we realize that, we become and we also become happy.
I
So.
love that. That's beautiful. I can relate to that. I feel like, yeah, I've checked these boxes. I've achieved a lot of things. But I am looking for that becoming moment. I'm not there, but I know it's there. I know it's
It
there and I'm
is.
looking for it. I kind of think that this is a big year for me, actually. Last year, I had certain goals, paying off debt. I moved. I got my girls a little more comfortable, and we live in, a really nice neighborhood. And I don't want to, my goal this year is to not shake things up and actually enjoy it. I hit a lot of accomplishments, and now I have this year of focusing on some new business strategies and honestly like major financial goals. I want to crank out my retirement because I want to know retirement is there for myself.
Right.
I do worry about that. I see what happens to people when they get older, and I don't want to be a burden on my children. I know what the financial costs are going to be for me to remain independent of that, of my children, and it's a big price tag, and I want to get on it. I'm really, really, really very focused on those numbers, and I'm also very decluttering. I'm tired of shelves with five and six things on them. It's like I'd like two things on that shelf. I'm getting rid of stuff. It just
Yeah.
feels good. It feels lighter. I mean, you
Right.
probably went through that, when you just
Yes.
now that you're down to two bags, but I don't remember her name. She has some TV show about Joy something or another. All you do is say, thank you, and you let it go.
Right.
It's like, how does that thing make you happy? If it's a no, just say thank you and go ahead and release it. So that's what I'm doing. Not that I don't like these things anymore. I've had them for a long time. It's time to remove them. I have all kinds of boxes in the garage of from like my dolls. Like, who cares? I'm done. Take a picture of them, frame it, whatever. It's like, I don't know why I'm hanging on to my baby dolls. I mean, they're antiques, but so is the dust on them. It's not like they're in a box and anybody wants them. So yeah, I'm going through that. So I'm going to put a goal. I'm going to use your words that by the end of this year, I know become. What have I become?
Yes.
And I think we'll go through another cycle, I'm sure. We talked
Oh,
about
I'm
the
sure.
seasons and
Yes.
reinvention, and this is just that moment. I feel like I have some clarity and I feel lighter right now, and I want to use it. I do want to use that.
Yeah.
So, well, Sabine, thank you so much for being a guest today and sharing your reset and hopefully inspiring others for a massive reset. Doesn't mean you all have to go down to two bags, but
No.
you know.
No. Not at all. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. And this has been another Reset for Women.